USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump accuses the World Health Organization of fueling the coronavirus pandemic by failing to sound an alarm quickly enough and being too friendly to China. For that, he says he's cutting off U.S. funding.
While a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
The president also said, though he's in charge, governors do have a role in deciding when to lift states' orders.
We have beautiful pieces, beautiful states with capable governors. They know when it's time to open, and we don't want to put pressure on anybody. I'm not going to put any pressure on any governor to open.
But he did say he would come down hard on any state that doesn't adhere to strict state guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More bad news for the economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is predicting that the world is headed towards its worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, as in the 1930s. It wrote in a report just released that the global economy will contract by 3% this year, and forecasters say the world should recover in 2021. How fast, though, depends on government policies that stimulate the economy. The IMF expects the U.S. economy to contract by nearly 6% this year, and we'll see 4.7% growth next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House hopeful Joe Biden has picked up the endorsement that he's been waiting for. Former President Obama calls his former running mate a good friend who has the character and experience to guide the U.S. through one of its darkest times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Auto insurance customers are in line for $6.5 billion as Americans are driving less due to the stay-at-home orders because of COVID-19. John Clemens reports.
As the streets emptied to traffic, claims have dropped, causing a windfall for the insurance companies. Now some are paying their customers back. Doug Heller of the Consumer Federation of America tells us some of the companies are getting good grades like State Farm.
First goes to State Farm, which gets an A. This is the best plan for getting the most money back in a timely manner. State Farm has promised an immediate dividend to customers that accounts for about 25% of premium for the period of March 20th through May 31st.
Others are not making the grade.
GEICO has promised a 15% reduction, but they get a D- because they are requiring customers to renew their policies before they will see savings.
I'm John Clemens.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says losing jobs, being separated from family, and not having enough to eat is bad enough. He says now that he thinks the federal government should pick up all burial expenses from the coronavirus pandemic.
What we're asking FEMA to do is pay for these costs, and part of the paying for the cost would be finding adequate places to bury people and to have funerals.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.